This is Mitchell Day with Mitchell's Front Page, live from Torquay on 94.7 The Pulse.
We're down here in Torquay on 94.7 The Pulse for Anzac Day, our special Mitchell's Front Page outside broadcast. And we're going to take a bit of a look at what's been going on with the French election now. It's quite fascinating for people like us that are interested in politics but don't necessarily follow French politics. And I'm joined on the line by Dr. Maurice Helbert from the University of Melbourne. I hope I said that name correctly. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, you said my name correctly. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning. It's a fascinating
system. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, it's interesting with your system of elections because there's sort of two rounds of elections. So you've had the first round, you've excluded a number of candidates, and now it's sort of down to the final two to be determined at a vote in the coming weeks. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. And in France, we say that at the first round, you vote with your heart, and the second round, you vote with your brain.
Why would you vote with your heart in the first round? What's the significance of that?
Because you've got so many candidates that actually you can choose the one you really like.
Yeah.
And the second round, you choose the one that you think is rationally the best one.
So there's two candidates left. Can you tell us about the candidates remaining?
So, two candidates left. One of them is Marine Le Pen. We knew since quite a while that she would be at the second round. And frankly, for her being able to get at the second round was a kind of an achievement. She's a National Front, backing up anti-globalization political discourse, with a kind of anti-immigration policy, and particularly she wants to get out of the euro. On the other side, we've got another candidate, which is, I would say, the antinomy of Marine Le Pen. He's pro-globalization, pro-Europe, and pro-free trade. And so these two candidates are two different candidates.
Yeah, it's an interesting contest, isn't it, and so many different ideas. What's the mood like in France? Because everyone at the moment seems to be talking about this so-called anti-establishment system where people are voting in Donald Trump, they're voting for Brexit. Does that mean that they're inclined to vote for someone like Marine Le Pen?
Well, what is interesting and what the common feature about these two candidates that is that both of them have portrayed themselves as being anti-system. So both of them just are running on the same kind of lines, that is that we are not part of the elite, we are not part of the establishment, but rather we are the anti-system candidate. So they're running on the same discourse.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. So do you have a tip as to who's likely to win?
Well, I'm going to answer to that. Given the profile of Marine Le Pen as a candidate, it's going to be very difficult for her to be able to reach out and get more votes for the second round. Why? Emmanuel Macron will not have any problem to reach out and get more votes. And as you can see already, the other political parties have already called for voting for him in the second round. So why for Marine Le Pen, it will be difficult. She has a lot of hurdles. For Emmanuel Macron, it seems less difficult for him to reach out and get more votes.
Yeah, I saw that in a sense that all the other candidates seem to be ganging up against Marine Le Pen, and on that basis, it seems almost a certainty that her opponent is going to win. Would that be a fair characterization?
Well, I think it's a fair characterization. I do believe that, but we can't really use the word certainties because we are not sure of anything. But it really seems very likely that the outcome is going to be that way.
Very, very interesting. And in terms of Marine Le Pen, there's sort of a bit of a backstory there. I mean, there's a backstory from what I understand with both candidates. But from what I understand, her father came to this position back in 2002, and he had some more extreme views, it seems, and he was booted out from the party, and now she's taken over?
Yes, she booted him out, and I think it was part of the overall strategy to try to sweep under the carpet all the kind of dark sides of the National Front. And by expelling her father, she was a bit doing that, saying, you know, I'm a new person, I'm not like my father, I want to be much more acceptable at the political party, so let's get rid of everything which is a bit nasty around me.
Yeah, and do you think that's working? Are the public in France responding to that?
It's working. It's working in some ways, but not all the ways, because if we can see that 2 weeks before the election, she was asked something about the Second World War, and she didn't answer very well, putting straight away all these dark sides of the National Front. So, to some extent, she's been able to do it, but not all the way.
And anything interesting about her opponent? I mean, from what I understand, there's some sort of relationship with a teacher going on. It's quite confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I didn't know that actually before. I saw that on the Australian news. But yes, he married his teacher, which is fair enough. You know, obviously he found her very nice. What's interesting about Emmanuel Macron is that, well, this guy and his movement did not exist a year ago. And now on, it's the most popular movement in France. And this is quite an achievement for this candidate. He should be quite happy about himself to be able to be nobody, to now be ahead of the polls, heading to the second round of the election.
And how does the public how have they responded to the incumbent? I think it's President Francois Hollande, isn't it?
Ah, yes, François Hollande. So François Hollande now belongs to this kind of bad memories of French politics, because everybody thinks that actually he has not done much, who was not able to do much, and is a bit forgotten now. We're just waiting for him to go and waiting for the next one. This is a bit what's happening. He doesn't have much influence anymore because he's not running for election. So in some ways he has disappeared in a kind of political landscape now.
He was a socialist, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And Emmanuel Macron was his political advisor.
I see. So he's coming in sort of with the same philosophy, and then that's coming up against the far right in a way. So you've almost got the far left versus the far right.
Yes, well, you can't say that actually Emmanuel Macron is the far left. Emmanuel Macron is a real neoliberal guy.
Yeah,
he's really middle ground. He's really neoliberal, and he's not far left. You can't say that. It's really in the middle. Huh?
What would you describe as the main issues in France that are on people's minds? I mean, is it sort of a big concern over there, the fact that France is part of the EU and they want to get out, or globalization? Is that an issue, or are there other issues at play that are going to be informing people's decision at the ballot box?
I think the main issue, if you look at the polls, what people are very interested by, it's that it's job, employment / unemployment. This is a main issue for everybody. And Marine Le Pen has tried to put the political agenda on immigration and or the euro, but it hasn't quite catch up yet. And rather, people are much more interested by their economic future, how they're going to get some job, and economic growth, in fact. It's still a real economic concern.
In France, how does the president role fit in with the rest of the system of government? Because we know over in the States, Trump, for example, doesn't necessarily have that much power because he's got Congress to deal with. Is it a similar system in France?
I would say, if I can say, it's a worse system, because in the US this is a presidential system. So you could say that the American president has the power to veto things. However, in France it's a parliamentary system. So who's got the power? This is a parliament. So no matter who you are as a president, you will have to deal with the parliament in France. This is a parliament who will prevail.
So it's a bit like our parliament and our head of state, maybe, but with a little bit more power.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Very interesting insights that you've provided, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But it sounds like the result is almost certain at this point.
Everybody kind of saying that. Let's hope we're not going to have a too nasty surprise.
Thanks for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure. Dr. Maurice Helbel there, joining us from the University of Melbourne.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.